Visited my jail, but I can't stay. I'm sitting here with the pain. Say I'm going out, but not going out the same way. I'm in the making bicycle. Woke up in the hood, I ain't recognized. I saw a weird looking cop and I said goodbye. I fucked around and got a little bit of exercise. Yeah, everything was overblown. Woke up first down and it's gold to go. I'm in my zone, you know. Somebody asked to collab and I told them no. Cause I wanna enjoy. I told the school loan people I was unemployed and they believe me. This blouse is cooling and needed the right blue when I found the ruling. Woke up without a hangover. That burrito work, my stomach, my head, and my teeth don't hurt. I didn't vomit on my street clothes. Then I charged my phone, I was drunk and still remember to charge my phone. That burrito was good as fuck, I drank a whole bottle of water when I got back home, but yeah.
Some other days I don't be knowing what to do. Today is dang, I got another point of view. I'm saying dang, today I ain't afraid of you. Or you, or you, or you.
I'm so invincible, I'm not vulnerable like I was before. Now I feel comfortable.
Dang, dang, dang.
Y'all can't fuck with me. I'm up but with the ball. I'm so invincible.
Feel good, but I figured narcissist. Did the whole tour, didn't get a fall. Could take a look at my heart and there was a no darkness in it. Feel awesome too. Found somewhere to throw caution to. Ate awesome food, threw some trash in the trash and across the room like Swiss. Didn't even use the ball to get some humans and didn't get confused at all. Found new resolve and strength to get through. My crew dissolved. Less clumsy, didn't dress funny. I made some good times, I made some rent money. Got positive strokes from talking to folks and for a day I ain't sweating no anonymous quotes. I'm like, dang, 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 dang,
dang, dang.
Dang, dang, dang.
Y'all can't fuck with me. I'm up with the ball. I'm so invincible.
I get to be the one for a nanosec. I get to be the one for a nanosec. I get to be the one for a nanosec. I get to be one.
Hey you, you listening to this record, wake up. Hey you, you listening to this record, wake up.
Going out to the hardcore hip-hop.
Yes. With the maniacal Japanese laughter in the background.
Ha ha ha!
Yeah. It's the clan dead. Clan. Ah!
It's the clam.
You know what?
It's the clam
no,
smashed in.
It's not. Podcasting live from an undisclosed location, it's the clandestine transmission.
Not the clam.
That's how you say it right.
Not the clam smashed in.
No.
Damnition. Clam testing emissions.
No, you definitely don't want any of those. Yeah, I'm still not okay with doing a podcast again. I'm still all.
What?
I don't know. I'm all messed up, Mike.
It's gonna be all right.
I can't explain it. Kendrick Lamar told you it's gonna be all right.
Kendrick,
you believed him.
Kendrick sent a message to the masses. Podcast gonna be all right.
Podcast gonna be all right.
Be a remix right there.
There you go.
It could be a theme
change,
song.
Change, switch it up. Get on that. Like back in the day when we were talking about doing like fake theme songs for the Urban Alternative show, we were on the radio talking about like doing like imitation Frank and Dank.
Oh man.
You remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do some imitation Talib Kweli. We had a time, Mike. It was a time.
It was a time, and now is a time.
It is a time. It's time for a new episode of the Clandestine Transmission.
So plug it in.
Yeah, with me, El Ketter, and
MIC.
MIC. Who's here? You're here.
With R2-D2.
Yes. And Malaram.
I almost said Mumra.
That is not Mumra. That is Malaram.
I now need to find a Mumra figure to add to the collection.
You do. It needs to be. It just needs to happen. In the background right now, the sounds of Monopoly. My headphones are all jacked. Like, depending on where the cord is, I can't hear my voice at all. But if it's moved another way, my voice is super loud in the headphones. Yeah, so that's all fixed now. Yeah, but in the background right now, it's Monopoly with The Fucking Real. Which apparently is going out to the hardcore hip-hop.
It's the really real.
From the desert of the real.
Keeping it real.
Hanging out with Morpheus. With the blue pill and the red pill.
Oh, Morpheus.
What's he up to nowadays?
He was on Hannibal.
He was fighting with Hannibal. Yeah, I know that, but what now?
His powers of Earth.
Hannibal is all over.
Not sure. I feel like I saw him. We were talking about when I sent you that picture of Superbad with Michael Cera. I looked up to see what Michael Cera's doing. And I think he's doing an animated movie with Fishburne and like a host of other like pretty big name actors that are doing some kind of like Kung Fu Panda type movie about a dog.
That sounds terrible.
When I read it, I was like, this has got to be an animated movie. I wish it was a live action movie.
Where Morpheus teaches.
I'll like show you after, but
dog kung fu.
But like
the dog is like, I know kung fu.
Like it's got like a thick list of like high quality actors and actresses in it, and I was like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
This is what Michael Cera's doing now.
Well, he's doing that, and he's doing a lot of drugs.
Doing a lot of animated movies. You know,
the last like semi new thing I really saw him in was I don't know if you ever saw this. It was like a sort of small independent film where him and his friends are like in South America.
They went
to
Chile.
And they're trying to get like a cactus.
What was the name of them?
And it had the girl from what was she in back in the day? She was like a child actress back in the day, and it was like the first thing she had really done as an adult.
I don't know. I just remember it being horrible.
Nah, it was good.
That one?
Yes.
There's another one that he did then. When he was in Chile. He did two of them.
Where they're looking for a cactus to get high.
That is what's the name of that one? Oh man. I gotta look it up now. But yeah.
And they're like really mean to the girl and like fucking yeah.
No, there's another one called Magic Magic. That's the name of it. Did you see that one?
Magic Magic?
I'm almost positive that is the name.
We might be talking about the same movie.
Because he did like two movies in Chile, because I remember looking it up. Like, he just went down there and was like,
get on that.
I am just going to
figure it out.
I am just going to stay in Chile and do a bunch of movies.
Like Zach de la Roca hanging out in Mexico with the Zapatistas.
No, the Crystal Fairy and the Magical Cactus.
That's the one I'm thinking.
That's the good one. The Magic Magic is the not-so-good one. See, look, he's still in Chile.
What the hell is Magic Magic?
A naive young tourist road trip across Chile with friends turns into a waking nightmare.
It's funny, because that sounds like the same basic movie.
Yeah, it's got Juno Temple in it, Emily Browning. I was like, yeah, this is going to be really good. I think it's the same dude that directed it, too. Yeah, it totally is. Sebastian Silva.
Really?
Yep. It's like, hey, let's do another movie. You're here. We got all these drugs, Michael Cera.
We got more cactus.
Do we have a script? Ah!
Here, eat part of this cactus.
We're fly Emily Brown and down.
I like the Crystal Fairy one. That was good.
I haven't seen that
he,
one.
He played
That's
a,
the one I, was, I wanted
he
to see.
He played a total dick in that.
I think he was
a terrible person.
I think he was a pretty bad person in the Magic Magic, too. The drugs took him down a bad road.
Like, it wasn't the usual, like, Michael Cera, like...
He wasn't being helpful. He wasn't being, you know...
No, he wasn't being Maharis from...
Interesting one-liners.
It was no George Maharis. No. You know about George Maharis?
What's George Maharis? What was that?
It's from fucking Arrested Development, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's
from
right. That's
it's from
name.
The okay. Netflix season of yes. Arrested Development, where he's inventing fake block, and he's talking to freaking, what's his name's daughter there?
Yep.
And they're, and she asks him what his name is, and he's, instead of saying George Michael, because he always hated his name, he says George Maharis. Yes.
Yeah, no.
George Maharis.
And there's your Michael Cera news minute.
Yeah, apparently. You gotta find out. Well, it's funny, because he kind of dropped off the scene, whereas his boy from Superbad there, whose name I can't remember.
Jonah Hill.
The chubby one.
Jonah Hill is, like, nominated for Oscars every year.
Yeah, man.
Every year.
He freaking killed it in Wolf of Wall Street.
He was just it. In...
Everyone murdered Wolf of Wall Street. That was a great movie.
What else was he in that I just saw him in that he was good? But he could act. I was laughing watching yes. Superbad. The whole scene about him drawing the dicks, like, that is Oscar-worthy. That is some great acting. He delivers the lines perfectly. That is a small glimpse of like what his acting career.
You
someone saw that and was like, "Yo, this dude is brilliant."
I really believed he got period blood on his leg. I believed it. No, but speaking of the movie, sort of really exposing people's true talents, Michael Cera, fantastic singer.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he sang freaking
"These Eyes."
Yes.
Cry Every Night.
Yes.
For you.
That is one of my favorite songs,
song
too.
Great.
So, yeah, fantastic song. You know what else was a really good song? Open Mike Eagle, Dang is Invincible, which is from Mike Eagle's new album with that dude. What's that dude's name? I can't remember who he is. He's like a British rock and roll guy who like makes hip-hop beats now. Can't remember his name. And I don't want to bring up the...
That guy.
I just don't want to bring up the window with the... With the file in it, because it's gonna make everything.
Shut it down.
My computer's gonna crash, and it's gonna be terrible. So we're not gonna do that. But that album is fantastic. You'll probably hear a little bit more off that at some point here on the podcast. Maybe not. I don't know.
You'll hear some more. Maybe not today.
But Open Mike Eagle, definitely an Imagination dandy, and just dropped an album with Serengeti. Like. A few short months ago, the Kavanaugh album, and already has something else out. He's
a busy
he's
guy.
Being productive the way Serengeti was being productive a few years ago, where he was releasing albums left and right, and you didn't know what was happening. Yeah. But like I said, we got the Monopoly in the background. I think we'll keep it moving with some more music.
Keep it moving.
Up next. I got some surprise finds courtesy of MIC. He sent over a packet of jams.
Jam packet.
Not a packet of jam, which I would have had to turn away because of too much sugar in the jam.
It would have been the sugar-free jams.
And it wouldn't have been the sugar-free jam, though, and I would have been upset. And then I would have said, this has too many carbs, and I would have thrown it in the trash.
The sugar tea jams.
Speaking of which, by the way, we're not doing it like a Fife tribute. It's already like a week too late to do that at this point.
Oh, it's been a
and
week.
By the time this podcast actually gets uploaded, I don't know when it's going to be. So it will be too late for a Fife tribute, as far as I'm concerned. Besides, the dude who was doing the weather on the news, his Fife tribute
there you go.
Was more than anyone ever needs.
That
was
any podcast
tribute. It was literally perfect. And instead of, in lieu of doing a tribute to Fife, of A Tribe Called Quest, who did pass away last week. I'm not gonna do a tribute to Fife. I'm going to remind you to cut the sugar from your diet. Just get rid of it. Get rid of all of it. I'm not gonna say cut down. I'm not gonna say drink less soda. I'm gonna say just stop.
Drink no soda.
Just stop drinking the soda. You know, look at your packaging of your food. Read the packages, read the labels, as one Jizza once told you to do back in the day. Sugar is in everything. It's added to everything. You know, 50-some-odd years ago, when the Food and Drug Administration instituted the standard American diet here in the United States. Yes, SAD, standard American diet. Sad. That is not a coincidence. They basically said, hey, fat causes heart disease, so let's take fat out of everything and instead pimp carbohydrates as the thing. And one of the things that they did in the food industry is they were like, hey, we got to take all the fat out of everything. So you have to replace the flavor of fat, because fat is one of the things that makes food taste good. It's also what makes makes you satiated when you eat, since you're not hungry. They're like, we got to add something else to make the food taste good. You know what they added? Sugar. So then stuff that didn't necessarily have sugar in it or need sugar in it, all of a sudden there's sugar.
Got some sugar in it.
You know, ketchup, tomato sauce. You know, why is there sugar in that? You know, the amount of sugar that's in chocolate and things of that nature. Yo, dark chocolate is good. It doesn't need sugar. Just eat it, and it's actually healthy. You know, bread, white bread, pasta.
Like, got sugar in there.
Yo, why? Why does it have sugar in it?
And sprinkle a little sugar in
it.
And
those are not the only products. It's just like pretty much all of the food that is in the center of the grocery store. Like, when you go in the grocery store and you can kind of like walk around the edges where the walls are, that's where you're going to find like your produce, which, yeah, you know, fruit has naturally occurring sugar in it as well, but we're not going to talk about that. That's where you find your produce, your meat, your dairy, which that stuff is all pretty safe to eat, because it's relatively natural in whatever state it's in. Like, yeah, it might not be organic, or it might not be this, or it might not be that, or whatever, but it usually doesn't have added sugar and other chemicals in it. But anything that's in the middle of the store, outside of those aisles on the outside, it's full of sugar. It's full of sugar, it's full of preservatives, it's full of salt, it's full of, a bunch of other crap that you don't want. Refined carbohydrates, which turn to sugar in your bloodstream. And, you know, Fife passed away at the end of the day as a result of complications from his diabetes. Mm-hmm. He was addicted to snacks. He was addicted to the soda. He drank a lot of soda, so they called him Dr. Pepper. That is an oft-quoted line from me, who used to drink a lot of Dr. Pepper myself. Yo, last year, I got a diabetes diagnosis thrown at me. I changed everything because I did not want to have to prick my finger and check my blood sugar all the time. So now I go to the doctor and the doctor's like, you are not a diabetic anymore. Because I lost weight, started taking better care of myself, started eating better. But you know what? My kidneys, like Fife's, are not great. I have kidney problems, and it's something I got to watch out for probably the rest of my life. And it may shorten the length of my life. And it's something very real where, you know, myself, you know, I'm almost 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Fife was just over 40. You know, he was like 45, whatever. I have a feeling that a lot of people from our generation are gonna die young because of...
It's been cranking the sugar.
Yeah, period.
Since the 70s.
Exactly. Since we were born, basically. And, you know,
sugar cereals, breakfast.
Yeah, man, I mean,
sugar for lunch, sugar snacks.
And it's not just, oh, that dude eats a bunch of Hostess cakes, or he ate a bunch of ice cream, or whatever.
You eat a bunch of spaghetti at this point.
None of that stuff is healthy, obviously, but I think most of us know that it's not healthy. Mm-hmm. But stuff you think is healthy isn't.
Yeah.
And both of those things kind of need to be addressed. So I would urge anyone out there, I said it on Facebook last week, I'm going to say it again, don't cry for Fife. You know, go listen to his records, enjoy them. They're going to exist forever, even though, you know, he has moved on to a different place. Instead, go and slap a soda out of the hand of somebody you love. You love somebody, and you know they be drinking soda. You know, you see them, they get up first thing in the morning and they're drinking a Coke.
Soda,
you know,
for breakfast.
I see people on the bus drinking like Mountain Dew at fucking 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, I want to slap soda out of strangers' hands. You know, you see people with big gulps and stuff like that. Hey, you know, a couple years ago, I would have been like, no, you know, you gotta let people live and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? That's not letting people live. You gotta do something about it. As much as I hate Bloomberg, Bloomberg had the right idea with that soda tax shit in New York. Their government probably should be doing more. I'm not saying regulate and say you can't sell these products, but there are alternatives. And slowly the medical industry is starting to kind of change their tune as far as what's healthy and what's not, and are getting more friendly to fat, which is a good idea. Don't be as afraid of fat. Don't be as afraid of calories. Be afraid of sugar. Be afraid of carbohydrates, because if you don't, you might end up like our friend, Fife D.
Word.
And you don't want that. Because now he can no longer kick it. He used to kick it all the time, but now...
Kicking it in the afterlife.
No. And you know what? You don't want that.
No.
No. On that note, we're going to go back to the music. Now that you're all really sad and depressed, we're going to go back to the music. But we're going to keep it a little light. We got new music from J-Zone, the old maid billionaire, the brokest rapper you know since, true, you know... Sean Price died at a young age as well. He used to be the brokest rapper, you know, but now since he is no longer with us, J-Zone holds the crown.
J-Zone picking up the mantle.
Yes. And it's called Go Back to Selling Weed. We're going to get into that right now. On the clandestine transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com.
We run into these rap squeegee men selling these fucking CDRs, man.
Hey, yo, what's good, son? I got that real hip-hop beat. $5 support.
Nah, brother, we good.
Hey, yo, come on, man. Yo, you know you like Big. You know you like Pac. I rhyme just like them, yo.
Oh, man, you need to go back to selling weed.
Yo, I'm trying to stay out the streets, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm trying to hustle and make some money for my daughter,
you
know what I mean?
You need to be back in the streets hustling and get out of the music business.
Yo, man, this motherfucker.
Nah, Zone, I'm tired of motherfuckers acting like getting out of the streets to get into the music business is a positive thing, man. Selling weed. Tired of motherfuckers with that hustling bullshit. Fucking up the music with that stupid shit.
Go back to selling weed. I know it sounds wrong, but you do that shit better than you do writing songs. Rap, play the horns, DJ, whatever. It's music, more than a ticket out the ghetto. But it's too much work to be a craftsman. And rappers use music as a vehicle for fashion. Fuck the fat rap, kept you from being a thug. Take the SoundCloud down and go back to selling drugs.
Go back to selling weed.
Mr. DJ, fucking up the scenery. A clown, you remind me of Kid Ray from Lean On Me. Gimmick ass, trendy ass, corny ass DJ nights. Fuck it, you'll be dead in a year.
Flatline.
Cause shit ain't been the same since cats started to compare to crack and rap game. All rappers got weed on them, you may as well sell it. Fuck your gun bars, you're just a rap squeegee man. Not enough gumption to start you a business. Not enough discipline to work for the city. You could use a new hustle, wanna be the next 50? Go back to selling weed cause your mixtapes are frizzing.
Everybody not supposed to be rapping, man. Do something else, nigga. Go sell some drugs, man. Something with yourself. Go fucking pay.
Go back to selling weed. Cause the minute that the blogs won't cover you, you sing a sad song about nobody wants to fuck with you. So sorry. Now you gotta go back to catching cases and catch a body. The cat who put you on ain't answering your call. All you did was compare yourself to Pocket Biggie. Oh, you're hot on the blogs. What the fuck is this, a joke? Swag boy, you deserve to be broke. Cause the finance endeavors, most artists gotta work odd jobs as we age gets harder. You punk ass six figure ass artists, I ain't putting a goddamn penny on your Kickstarter. Wanna live lavishly while you record? Plus studio and Hennessy on board. What the fuck is this, 1991 Sam Goody? Invest in yourself and quit being a chump.
Go back to selling weed.
Cause in every other genre of music, everybody who participates in it is a student. Rap got a lot of motherfuckers off the streets, now hustlers and industry suckers. It's all me at conferences and festivals to jack each other off. Rap squeegee men, hustle CD MCs out in the parking lot. The bloggers got bigger egos than the artists. It's a circus and nobody wants to go back to the hood. Fuck it, go back to your roots. Save that hustling for the drunken. And I don't give a fuck how you feel. 2016, you're still looking for a deal? You gotta eat, so do craftsmen who do this shit for real. I don't mean to be facetious about drugs in the hood, but I ain't respecting no artists cause the sales pitch is screwed. All you lames in Times Square on the grind, making a mockery of the music.
Go back to selling weed.
The moral of the story is the majority of the population of rappers today are just no damn good. They should go back to selling weed.
Go back to selling weed.
Immediately.
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 With a loose in front of the old Port Authority. I was the bust down king, new Port Authority. The internal biological mental mechanism. Let me know the exact time to pass it. Ace, eat a hot dog, get mustard on your face. 42nd Street is the place. Play stop sign on that strip all the time. Square, wherever the hose is at, I'm there. At the theater catching flicks, I saw you with your bum ass girl wearing matching kicks. Bum. Son, I even sold Stevie Nicks and the old rags to Fran Lebowitz. Who that? There's none of that now. We make hits like Times Square at night. I'm lit. On the deuce, on the deuce, on the four, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the four, on the deuce. 40 deuce. Some clap on the two and the four, others clap on the one and the three. I won't judge y'all. You walking down 42nd at night? You might run into me. Clap on a two or the four. Hit the bank, take paper out like new shoes in the store. You know I can't wait to buy new shoes. Suited bumping, I can't wait, buy new shoes. 808 smelling like Reaganomics. On 40 deuce declining, office to see comics. I'm good, the rap game is a comedy show. If I need a laugh, I just watch their video. I wanna know who's the yay supplier. Tell them to meet me in front of Grace Papaya, where it used to be, smoking a Lucy. You just left the Hard Rock Cafe, feeling woozy. Got the blues walking past BB King. See how long it take to get to the shuttle. Comment how we flip new shoes in this tough guy climate. Like Times Square at night, I'm lit. On the deuce, on the deuce, on the four, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the four, on the deuce, 40 deuce. Some clap on the two and the four, others clap on the one and the three. You walking down 42nd at night. Never duck it out the way for a Taurus shot. Fuck with me, that's more business for the florist spot. Got two fire verses and a chorus hot. Plus an 8-bar bridge. A peek into this man's mental on Grand Central. Tell a story and throw in a hint of Oriental. Skate through Bryant Park when the sky went dark. Hit the diner and order an omelet. On the deuce, on the deuce, on the four, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the deuce, on the four. Two and the four, others clap on the one and the three. You walking down 42nd at night. You might run into me.
Who did the what now? Sandwich. Sand wedge?
Like a sandwich.
Like a sandwich.
Right.
Like a witch from the desert.
Like if you and I were to open a sandwich shop in Salem, we would call it
sandwich.
Sandwiches.
I don't know. Yeah, but then that's an implication that there's sand in your sandwich, and that's probably a bad.
That's true.
That's not good for. Yeah.
Be a witch.
Hold you know, sandwich.
I've never been to Salem.
Gotta take you there.
I've
get you a sandwich in Salem.
Yeah. Low carb sandwich. Gotta be a sandwich, no bread.
I'm sure they
sandwich
do.
Sandwich wrapped in some lettuce wrap.
Look it up.
Maybe. This is a clandestine transmission. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
we're back from the 40 Deuce.
Yeah, you just heard 40 Deuce, 42, from your old Drew, who
on the four.
It's kind of unstoppable. In like the two. Like we were just remarking off the air that like that was the first time I've heard that. MIC had said he like seen the video or whatever. I had not heard that. I follow old Drew on SoundCloud. He posts new songs like every week, every couple days. He's posted some kind of new shit, and most of it is the Hot Fire. But I had not heard that.
Was that on there?
Yeah, it was on SoundCloud.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how I missed that, but because I usually listen to the joints he posts.
Anytime you got a video of yourself dressed as Elmo,
yeah,
dancing around Times Square and rapping, I think of why couldn't that have happened the time I was up all night in Times Square? I could have been an extra in the old Drew video.
Oh, you were extra, all right.
I would have been extra. I'd have been out there hustling my mixtapes.
Before the old Droog, we were in J-Zone with Go Back to Selling Weed.
Selling the one that went out to all the folks out there who need to retire from putting out their shitty mixtapes and records and CDs and
I mean this isn't a new development. I mean I'm not gonna hate on the next man because there's been plenty of times I've gotten like some shit pressed up on like a CDR and I like listened to it and I was like, yo, this is dope.
True.
But there's also been plenty of times where you and I have walked into the record store and seen like the free locally produced mixtape or CD, and we brought it back to the car and we put it in the CD player
and then turned into a frisbee.
We were like, aw man, what the fuck is this?
Don't give me a CD. Just I don't know. I would say email me something, but I'll delete it before I even open it. Know what you do? Just play your song while I'm walking by, where I cannot escape listening to it. That's the move.
I mean, that's a tactic. I'll say that. You sit
in your truck and bump your album.
Back in the day, that was one of our tactics that we used to use.
Drive around.
When we had the radio show, we would bring whatever the new joints were. We'd go out to Northampton, and we'd park the car in front of the spot where we knew, you know, people were going to be coming in and out, and we'd play like new shit, and we would play it loud so other people could hear it. And that's how, yo, we sold some mixtapes that way too, because it was like, yo, what are you listening to? And yeah, this is that new mixtape.
It's that hot mixtape.
This has the new De La Soul on it. It's got the new whatever. And people were like, oh, okay. So I support the slanging from the trunk methodology of selling your shit. But I mean, I don't know. For every random dude we listen to and been like, oh, this is terrible. We do get surprised occasionally. I remember, one of your coworkers or like a dude you knew from back in the day or something like that was sweating us when we were on the radio and was like, yo, man, you gotta let me come by and play some of my stuff. And like when he came by and played some of his stuff, it wasn't bad. It was alright. It was, you know, it had production values and whatever. Versus like I know like the CD from like the local kids where they were like rapping about being millionaires, but like they clearly had not washed their clothes in several months. You know, like my thing is like I want you to rap about not washing your clothes for several months. Rap about that. I believe that.
I'm hoping folks are embracing that in 2016.
They are not.
Unfortunately, everyone is not.
But in the background right now.
Wash your clothes a million times. Don't worry about $1 million.
Got the sounds of Point Point with Life in Gray. If you wash your clothes a million times, that's what you're going to be living. You're going to be living life in gray because all the black tees wash right out of your clothes. They're going to be kind of...
Look is coming back, though, the faded color.
It's not.
I mean, it's not coming back for me, but as far as fashion lines and stuff, I see a lot of these, like, faded tees and whatnot, and I am like, no thank you.
I have seen several people wearing, like, some straight 1990s, like, sort of faded or acid-washed denim, like full body.
Like full-body denim?
Yes, like denim jeans.
Why is that not a rapper's name?
And a jacket.
Full-body denim.
And a jacket. A denim jacket. And I'll just be like, yo. And I don't know whether, like, it's some new shit that they're doing. Like, and it's some, and, like,
oh,
it's
probably some new shit.
Like, they just went to the mall and were like, yo, this is the hotness.
Give me the full body.
I gotta buy this outfit. Or if it's, like, some shit that they found in the closet and they were like, oh, I'm bringing this back.
Like their dad had it stashed in there.
I don't know, man.
I need this full body denim Z Cavaricci.
Cause like, yo, that is not the Canadian tuxedo. That is like something else. That is like the New Jersey tuxedo.
That's called the American Guido tuxedo.
Yeah,
the movie by George Lucas.
You know who's in that, right? Jonah Hill.
He puts on the American Guido tuxedo. He puts on the full body denim and goes to work. I'm gonna have to keep my eye out for all the denim flavors going on out there.
I don't recommend tasting all the denim flavors. You do not want that.
Keep the denim flavors out of your mouth.
It doesn't taste good.
It's gonna taste like butt.
It could.
Cheeks.
Which depending on whose butt cheeks they are, it could taste good, but you never know.
Soiled denim.
Soiled? I know there was the dude who I used to see when I would go to work every day who was wearing the denim with the poop stain on it. You remember that?
Yes.
I tweeted about that a couple of times.
He needs the full body denim.
No. No, he does not. It was bad. It was bad, Mike.
Yeah, it's bad.
You definitely don't want the tint and flavor of that denim.
When your doo-doo steak can go all the way through the denim, it's a wrap.
It's not wrapped. That's the problem. It needs to put some wrapping on that shit.
It is a wrap for those jeans. They need to go get put in the incinerator. If you poop in your jeans, just set them on fire. The end.
While you're wearing them.
That should be... That'd probably be a good idea. Because then you can at least explain, you know, what happened with your pants. because you can't just say, oh, I got a shit stain on my pants. If you set your pants on fire, then you're good to go. Because it'll be burnt off you. And with that, they will burn up the evidence of the doo-doo.
That's right.
That was in your pants.
That's some old summer camp shit right there.
Wisdom.
I don't know if it's wisdom. I don't think it's wisdom, but it's something.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Not wisdom.
All right, let's get off the doo-doo pants and get on to some more fresh jams.
Sure. Because you want to be wearing some fresh pants and dropping the fresh jams.
Denim jams.
Yep. We got more music coming up. I'm still getting over the cough.
Are you dying?
I'm almost better. It's taken a long time. I'm almost better. But we're going to get into music from Imagine Nation, Dandy, Spark Master Tape. I don't know where his Silhouette of a Sunken City LP is.
It was supposed to
come out in March. March is almost over.
We got a couple days.
We will see. This is the lead single, Living Lavish, right now. On the clandestine transmission here at MagiNation.com.
Bitch, I'm living lavish. Talking money cabbage. You talking all the bullshit. You ain't about to have it, bitch. I said we living lavish. Looking for the status. Drum up on the whole team. We leaving with some baggage. Living lavish. Talking money cabbage. You talking all the bullshit. You ain't about to have it, bitch. I said we living lavish. Looking for the status. Drum up on the whole team. We leaving with some baggage. It's that last drink, that rest in peace. R.I.P. that shut up, bitch. I'm too drunk to understand what you saying, what you demand from me. Sipping lean to my stomach hurt. Toast weighing my pants down, and I'm really wishing that a brother would. Cop the tip, we ain't jam out. Bringing the flames, flinging the cane. With figures to gang. The bigger the gang, the bigger the brain. The bigger we bang, the quicker we slang. I say it again. Just that a plan. Shit that is shipping to France. Sinking the gas for the plan. Sipping the 60, the rich with the bread. Cop about 50, dropping the head. Tripping the price. Moving it back, scribble your bug, we pullin' the tag. Chicken the soup, it's all in the rags. $100 million on a mission. $100 million on a bitch. 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 It's that last shot, no witness. My last beer, Doc Guinness. My last job ain't finished. So I'm in the room dressed up like a dentist. Minutes, lower they more than percentage. Slipped them a rat, poison the spinach. Shit in they food, now they ain't finished. Cleaning the bed, gunning the nest. Hey, clean. Find me your best, find me your pants, you'll find you the team. Hey, clean. Best with a scheme. $100 million on a bitch. $100 million on a bitch. We gon' make $100 million on a bitch. $100 million on a bitch. $100 million in a bitch. We gon' make $100 million out of this bitch. $100 million out of this bitch. Bitch, I'm living lavish. Talking money cabbage. You talking all the bullshit. You ain't about to have it, bitch. It's just you living lavish. Looking for the status. Drum up on the whole team. We leaving with some baggage. Them fuck boys show up. They body go down. Bullets in the air. Everybody catching rounds. You looking for the fuck? We tear that shit down. Bullets in the fucking air. Everybody get it now. Look. Walking on the line of being fine to being killers. No belief and no home, no hope about to be the dealers. Gun talking, gun smoking, homicidal predator. I'm a regular, no regular competitors. Competitive, non-secular. My team stay regular. And every part of that I'm in, we down to be dissected.
From now on, everyone will be properly dressed at all times. I cannot have officers eating sandwiches on duty, Command Richards, under any circumstances.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put it work. I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put it work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad bugs in the motel. Now your bitch give me head. 20 bitches in the hotel. On a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas starting riots. Marsh pitting on your torn nails. Uncle T doing so well. First class from a hotel. T-Ferg did 15. In the feds getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. They let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. Nigga, I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Bone piece full of rocks now. Niggas squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now.
I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level.
on a new level. Bought me a new shovel. Put niggas in the dirt. I'm on a new level. All my niggas put in work. I'm on a new level. Man, I went to see my jeweler, woo, and I read up. Went and bought some new jewels. Hit the car dealer, woo, woo, read up. Who knew we'll blow like nitro? And any bitches need us. Ooh, I just taste the Miley on me. New, I just read up. Dippin' dabbin' in some new designer. I just dip and dab with the semi tuck. You on a red carpet, surrounded by pop stars, tryna act tough. I got an activist, homie, nigga, and I hold up. They said that we couldn't smoke in this building. We fucked around and still rolled up.
I'm on a new level. 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 Bought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest. All my niggas put it work. I'm on a new level. 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 Bought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new belt. All my niggas put in work. Daddy looking down, I know he see me blowing up. My grandma would be so proud. Up in heaven, yeah, beginning. Know my brother see me, I'ma make my bro proud. Told his mama I'ma take her out of work. Know that I'ma hold my bros down ASAP till a nigga died. You didn't know what you know now. I gotta get in my zone now. I gotta get in my zone now. Only a couple of more down. Mama gon' get a new home now. Teach Marty Baller how to be a boss. So none of us ever go broke now. I'ma bring you to the water, swim, nigga. I cannot bring you the boat now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Bought me a new Chevy.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it
work. All my niggas put it.
I'm on a new level.
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 Bought me a new Chevy.
Bought me a new Chevy.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
Bought me some new vest.
All my niggas put it work.
In Atlanta, just at the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family, wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets. Legacies, family, wait and see, panda. Pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go asking for granted. This nigga bullet your bandit, hope killers understand it. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards and the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammers. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Package swoop, Danny. Selling ball, candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga pull up your panda. Hope you killers understand me.
Hey!
Panda. I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up leaning shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards in the scammers, wake up beside you shit, let designer, whole bunch of lady shit. They be acting red time, don't be clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacies, Fanta, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got sign a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. For feelers, I feel it, pull up in the Fanta. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The Rollie is dancing bigger than the panic. Go out to the Grammy, but pull it, your panic. Pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up and they get it. I got niggas that's counting for this. digits. Say you make you a lot of the money. No killers pull up in the inner, baby. CTDD pull up in the killer, baby. Call a feeling, fill up, gon' feel it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. But we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cars, yeah, shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I flood the bonds when he spending the Bobby gon' trend it. Chop the dawn, doing business in the break. Fucking up shit, she doing the billing. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my niggas are split. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, just at the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bundle. Legacies, phantom, way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammers. Legacies, phantom, way and see, panda. Pockets full, Danny, selling ball. Candy, been on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. Big nigga bullet, you bandit. Hope you killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bundle. Legacy, phantom. Why is he look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hands. Legacy, phantom. Why is he panda? Packers full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Been on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for
I don't know what that song is about, but I know pandas are cute. Panda, panda, panda. He says it over and over again. He says, can't figure it out. I listen to it. I don't know what's going on there.
Dude said, I'm the macho, like Randy.
Sure.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So he's going to snap into it.
He'll snap into his panda.
I don't know. I don't know that that's what he's going to do because I don't know what he's talking about. But I swear he said the same thing over and over again, yes, on that song. I don't think there were any lyrics to that song. No. I think he just said the same thing over and over again.
I think
again.
There was like one,
but
this was a big discussion the other day I was having with the lady about songs being repetitive. About people just rehashing the choruses. Even like other songs. I mean, even stuff, we were talking about Animal Collective actually about this. About them repeating words, repeating verses and stuff. But this, I mean, this transcends into songs like the Designer song, where like people just have a lot of hooks and choruses where, you know.
Well, for me, it all started with Mike Jones.
Yes.
Mike Jones was the first rapper I remember who just repeated something over and over again. Like, he was like, oh, I ran out of lyrics, but I still got some beat left. So I'm just gonna repeat a phrase over and over again.
That's all you need.
And now
that is the hook. That becomes the slang.
Does that.
The slang, yeah. And the hook. Because then you just run around all day saying panda, 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 panda.
I'm fine with him repeating panda, panda, panda. I don't have a problem with that because, like I said, pandas are fucking cute. But and no, I don't have a problem with that song in general either. But I don't know. But I still have. I listened to that entire song just now. And I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't know anything. Like, I could barely understand any of the lyrics. But
oh, look him up.
But that beat was hard.
Yo, Designer.
And that's all that really matters.
From,
yes, in case you didn't know, that was Designer. Spelled, how crazy is that spelled? With two I's. Designer.
Yes.
With Panda.
Here you go. Panda is inspired by the white BMW X6. Which happens to look like a panda. Because it kind of does look like a panda.
Sure.
But yeah, Designer. That was good music. Kanye jacked
that. Explain what's going on there with that. Kanye
jacked that song and made it into his own on the Life of Pablo. So, that's how that gets down. Life of Pablo. I know we've mentioned Kanye and Life of Pablo, like.
Well, that's not what it was called.
It was called something else.
It was called Wavy when we mentioned
it. Yes, it was called Wavy, or Waves, or I forget.
Whatever.
What it was.
I don't fucking know.
Me neither.
I know he was all mad, and people were sticking their finger in his butthole. Since
and
that
then we said butthole 50,000 times.
Since that time, he has, like, sort of released it and then not released it. And it is still April. And he has not put that album out, which to me is hilarious. He has not even sent it out.
I don't understand. What's happening? I don't get it. What's going on, man?
Friends of mine have went and bought the album. You can, like, buy the album and get, like, a shirt or, like, a hoodie or something. They went and did that. They have not received jack shit. That was like a month ago.
Well, me and you were listening to it in the car when we went to vote.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's doing. I thought that was it, that it was out.
No.
Because wasn't he at the basketball game or some fucking game and he announced that the album was dropping like the next day?
He announced it on Saturday Night Live for that, and it was on Tidal. And then it was off of Tidal. And then it was back on Tidal. And I don't even know.
Well, no one subscribes to Tidal, so
and that's when I realized that I have to sign up for Tidal. I can't even, like, listen to it for free for a day.
No, you don't.
Or something.
That's the biggest, fattest waste of time.
So, I was not, I was like, sign up for Tidal or download this link of the album.
Download the link of the album.
There you go.
Yes, I did just advocate bootlegging an album. I don't care.
Look, if you take
I'm not signing up for Tidal. It's not happening. You know, all the Beyonce videos that you could only watch on fucking Tidal.
That's true.
I was like, what is this? And that ended real quick. And that's one of the reasons why that last Beyonce video was on the YouTube.
Right.
No, I'm not. Okay, so I got a problem with the whole subscription service situation in general. But more than that, I'm not going to subscribe to multiple fucking platforms to get access. No. It's not going to happen.
No.
Sorry.
It's not happening. You got to, like, get...
No.
You got to get freaky with it and, like, send me, like, some stuff. Like, t-shirts, pins, posters, artwork. I don't know.
It sounded like you were about to say tannin lotion.
Tannin lotion, you know? You've got some special tannin lotion that's intertwined with your theme of your album. So that's, think of like a...
Animal Collective could do that with that last album.
Think of like a Kickstarter thing where you spend money and you get like choices of like stuff that you can get. Like Run the Jewels did that. You know? If people like partnered with subscription services, it was like, hey, get the Run the Jewels subscription. And then when you get the album, we'll send you a bunch of stuff. A mystery box of tannin lotion and handguns and t-shirts.
Handguns and t-shirts. This sounds a lot like my life for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be your life story.
Yeah. You did just hear Designer with Panda. Not Panda Bear. Not Panda Bear from Animal Collective. Just Panda.
Just straight up Panda. Not the Kung Fu
I'm going to have to go share that on a friend of mine's Facebook page, because that happens to be our pet name for each other. Panda.
Panda?
Yep. So I'm going to have to go share that on her Facebook.
Do I need to know who this is?
You know what? Way before your time. Way before your time.
Prehistoric Panda.
But we're still friends on the Facebook. You also heard ASAP Ferg featuring Future with I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Yes. Now, a couple of podcasts ago, it had to be in like January probably, because we have hardly recorded any podcasts during February. After the podcast, MIC and I could not stop saying I'm on a new level.
Yes.
In the ASAP Ferg Future intonation. And we were annoying M. Cody of Little Fish Inc. by repeatedly shouting, I'm on a new level.
Put the video on.
And then we put the video on and she walked out of the apartment. She was like, nope, that's it. I'm out. I'm gone. But both of us were feeling the I'm on a new level.
Yeah, we had to play. We didn't want to play the other track featuring Schoolboy Q.
Well, yeah, the new...
Which is dope.
It's really dope. And that's the thing. It's like, all right, so... ASAP Ferg's album, the last record he put out, when it came out, I was kind of lukewarm on it. It had like this single, like the Shabba Ranks, I was just mad because there was no remix of Shabba Ranks with Shabba Ranks on it. I didn't
how
understand.
Did that not happen?
I didn't understand how there was not like a sample of Trailer Load of Girls or something like that in the single. I just didn't get it.
That was a setup.
But the,
I never did that before.
What happened?
But the thing is, But the thing is, I got the album, and that album was actually really freaking good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, this had the song with Be Real from Cypress Hill on there.
There's a song that has Onyx on it.
There's the song with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Another big track, posse track on there
Bone
too.
Bone Thugs and Harmony fucking lit that shit on fire. It was freaking incredible. And I'm not a huge Bone Thugs and Harmony fan by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I would trust me. There's a dude here in Springfield. Yo, man, he used to come up and rap to me all the time, like on the street. He was a big Bone Thugs and Harmony fan, trust me. But yeah, I was really, and I ended up being really surprised by that album. And
the Hood Pope.
I don't know. I wasn't necessarily expecting him to drop something that was gonna be as good as the. I don't know what I was expecting actually, because ASAP Rocky again. I wasn't expecting that Long Live ASAP to fucking or no.
At Long Last ASAP
to. to be as dope as it was, and then it ended up being my favorite album of the year. So I don't know. I'm not saying the ASAP Ferg is going to be album of the year or anything like that, but
New Level
is goofy and big and like stupid and thugged out and awesome and like really catchy. But then the song with Schoolboy Q is just straight vintage thug shit, and it's dope. So I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to the album when it drops. It's due out later this month, I think. Later in April, I'm pretty sure.
No.
I don't know, dude. I was looking it up last night because I was angry that I couldn't just get a copy.
I thought it was out like Friday.
Yeah, no, it was not out Friday. It's out sometime this month, this upcoming month. But that shit is awesome.
Yeah.
And since we neglected to play it and were so hyped on it before, we're bringing it back. Because you know what? The album's not out yet, so there you go. And we started off with new music from Sparkmaster Tape. The newest music from Sparkmaster Tape, Living Lavish, which is freaking... Dude, man, the bass line on that song, and it's got the nice electronic bass line, and then the 808 drops. It was just rocking.
Yeah, that's a
rocking Imagination HQ while we were just playing. It's too much.
Perfect for the springtime.
Sure.
Springtime bumping in the rye.
I just need that silhouette of a sunken city to drop already, because I need the bass in my life. I need it. It would make my life better, particularly right now, because I've had a rough couple of weeks. And
healed by the bass.
The bass would make things better for me. It would just improve everything a great deal. And I'm ready, Mr. Tape.
Bringeth thy bass.
Please drop that album.
Please drop the bass.
Of Sunken City. It was supposed to come out in March. March is almost over. I need that shit. Where is it?
They'll surprise you with it next week.
I hope so.
This week.
I hope so. But yeah, it, I don't know. I'm just glad that there's stuff to look forward to right now.
There you go.
Indeed. In the background right now, it's the sounds of Fatima Al-Qadiri with Breach. That's from her new album, Brute, which is out now on Hyperdub. It's always nice to hear the ladies dropping the beats.
You gotta check it out.
You might need to.
I might got to.
You might gotta take your shirt off.
It's getting a little warm out.
A little. It's not warm enough to take your shirt off today.
Trying to think if I saw anybody with their... Yeah, I did. What I'm talking about.
Did you see somebody
with their no shirt off? They were playing basketball.
Well, all right. I'll give you a pass on that.
Yeah, they weren't just strolling around. The people strolling around had the full denims.
The full body denim?
Full body denim on.
Nice.
Oh,
But I think that's probably going to wrap up another edition of the Clandestine Transmission.
Let it be wrapped.
Wrapped in full body denim.
There you go.
Just don't wrap it in the vagenum. You don't know about the vagenum, do you?
Vagenum. Vagenum?
The vagina that eats denim. Denim.
Oh, damn.
Yes. That's when you see a lady walking down the street and her pants are being sucked into her vagina.
Yeah. Got it.
It's vagenum. The vagina that eats denim.
Wow.
It knows the flavor of that denim.
It really does. It definitely does.
Yeah.
Stick to the full body denim, not the full body vagenum.
No, you definitely don't want the full body vagenum. That is terrible.
This is all sucked.
This would be all awful. And then you're naked. Then what? You got a whole body denim bodysuit stuffed in your cooch.
My God, take my denim off.
She already took her denim off. It's not on anymore. It's in.
It's been absorbed.
Then what do you do?
More denim. Moss denim.
It's terrible. We're gonna get out of here with music from Noah 23, Imogen Nation's favorite. He's back with a new LP called Oracle. That dude drops like a new album every like 3 months. But he's got a couple of songs that are on the occult side of things. You know, he has abandoned his sort of slowed down Sparkmaster tape-esque alias. Or those records were just straight all about the occult. They were awesome. It was good stuff. The occult trill series he dropped. But he returns to the territory, at least, on Oracle. And particularly on the song Mystery, which is what we're going to play. I do want to take this time to remind you, as I always do, Imagination HQ on Facebook, on Twitter. You can also get me personally, Elketer Ben Zadik, on Instagram, Elketer, E-L-K-E-T-E-R, on Twitter, M-I-C on Twitter, Bonjournino, on like everything, because he's on like Twitter, global. He's on Instagram, he's on like Snapchat.
He's got all the bases covered.
Yeah, you can also get Imogen Nation HQ on the PlayStation Network, and Littlefish Inc., our sister site. Drop by, purchase some wares, and she's on the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram. Check those out. That's your social media roundup. And we'll be back with another Clandestine Transmission sooner rather than later, I suppose, because this one came pretty soon after the last one.
Trying to keep it regular.
Gonna feed it some fiber. Give it some fiber, keep it well hydrated.
Cut down on the sugar, cut down on the carbs. Increase the fiber.
But if you increase the fiber, make sure you increase the water. You gotta do that. Because if you don't,
true. You're gonna be backed up and be a mess.
It'll be bad news for everybody. And then, you know, yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Full body denim ain't gonna save you.
No. No, it's not. You're gonna be like the guy on the bus.
Yes.
It'll be bad. Or you're not gonna be like the guy on the bus. You're gonna be the opposite of the guy on the bus, because you're not gonna, nothing's gonna be moving.
The doo-doo stain on the inside.
Maybe.
Of your colon.
And you don't want that.
No. So yeah. Keep the podcast regular. With the fiber.
I don't know what just happened.
And the bass.
How did that just happen?
I don't know.
What the hell happened here?
Much bass, much fiber. Keeping it regular.
Sure.
With the agua.
Absolutely. I'm El Ketter.
It's MIC.
And we're out for another week. Up next, Noah 23, Mystery, Clandestine Transmission, ImogenNation.com. We'll be right back.
3, Mr. Funk. Zing, zang, zip, zap, zoom, zip, zap, with the zags, you know what's happening. Zoom.
How did the ancients know the mathematics? Yes, of all.
Mathematics.
Many mysteries up in the world yet to be solved. Did aliens tamper with DNA, make us evolve?
DNA.
This planet X one day return and then revolve.
Mystery.
It's a mystery, It's a mystery.
It's a motherfucking mystery.
It's a mystery, It's a mystery.
It's a motherfucking mystery.
It's a mystery to me. It's a mystery.
It's a motherfucking mystery.
It's a mystery, It's a mystery.
Where is the most sacred place on the whole earth?
Sacred.
Why is the 23rd wave the best to surf?
Surfing.
How come most people will miss it if you talk about metaphysics or mystic linguistics? How much funk does it take to run this bitch? How many aliens can fit inside of the mothership? What is the going price on a man's soul?
On your soul.
These are the things that I think about and I do not know.
Okay.
Who was the first shaman in the whole world?
Sacred.
Why the God invent such a beautiful girl?
Beautiful.
When is the sun gonna burn up and die? Why do little children ask why?
Why?
You could bring any rock star back from dead. Would you bring your own family member back instead?
Who said that the 23 NDG ain't raw?
Who says it?
How can I kill this shit for a motherfucking million years and more?
How did the ancients know the mathematics that's involved?
Mathematics.
Many mysteries up in the world yet to be solved. Did aliens tamper with DNA, make us evolve?
DNA.
This planet X one day return and then revolve.
Mystery.
It's a mystery, It's a mystery.
It's a motherfucking mystery.
It's a mystery, It's a mystery.
It's a motherfucking mystery.
It's a mystery to me. It's a mystery.
It's a motherfucking mystery.
It's a mystery, It's a mystery.